chapter 30, text 34 to 39. Purusha Bhav. For everyone in the material world, Purusha means the enjoyer, the controller, Purusha. Everyone has his Bhav, has his mentality. Krishna doesn't like it, so he left. Please carry me wherever you want to go. I can't walk anymore, said Radharani. Sri Krishna now disappears from her sight, intensifying her ecstatic love more and more. Hanata Ramana Prishta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Dasyaste Kripanaya Me Saketa Shriya Sannidhim. Radharani cried out, O Master, my lover, O dearmost, where are you? Where are you? Please, O mighty armed one, O friend, show yourself to your poor servant. Some notice here. So, of course, there's a purport by Vishwanath. And I think we'll read that first. And then we'll read the notes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the following moving exchange. In other words, in his purti, in his mystic meditation on this particular pastime, while he was meditating on this pastime, he saw it, and he saw this discussion go on. Because these pastimes are happening in every day of Brahma in some universe, and they happen in different ways, in different shapes, different conversations are exchanged, and different puranas, they present different conversations and different nuances and variations of the same pastime that would happen in different kalpas. So this is, we should not think of Krishna can only do the past, only enact a pastime in one way and never can be a different way or no variation. Just like a musician. A musician goes and he performs somewhere and then he has like a set, like a number, six songs he does. And he goes to another club and performs again. May do the same six songs, but he plays a different instrument, or he sings instead of plays an instrument, or he sings one song a long time. There's variation. Even in our life, so much variety. So this is Vishwanath's vision of the same exchange. Radharani says, my Lord, this is why she met the Lord, I am being burned in a great fire of separation from you. My life air is about to leave my body. Even with the greatest endeavor, I cannot maintain my life. But you are the Lord of my life, Prananath. And you can quickly save me simply by glancing upon me. Please do so immediately. I beg you to save my life. Not for my sake, but rather for yours. After giving up all the other gopis, you brought me so far to a secluded place in the forest, just to enjoy special pleasure with me. If I die, you will not be able to find conjugal happiness anywhere else. You will remember me and thus lament in your sorrow. Krishna replied, so, let me be unhappy. What does that matter to you? Really being cavalier. Then Radharani said, but you are most dear to me. I will feel your unhappiness millions of more times than you do. Even if I've already died, I still will not be able to tolerate the pain that even one spot on your nails, on the nails of your lotus feet, may experience. Indeed, to prevent such pain, I am ready to throw my life away millions and millions of times. So kindly show yourself and drive away that unhappiness. Krishna says, but if your life's air is on the verge of leaving your body, what can I do to stop that? He's really... And then she's... simply by the touch of your arms, which are a medicinal herb that have the power to revive the dead, my body will return to its healthy, normal condition, and my life air will automatically come back and remain in my body. Krishna said, but you know the forest path yourself without my help, so why did you order me, the king's son and a very young and gentle boy who is to be respected, why did you command take me wherever you wish? Why do you anger me like this? Radharani cries out, please show yourself to your wretched maidservant. Be merciful to me. Be merciful. In other words, Radharani is having a conversation with an unembodied voice. Radharani separated from Krishna. He left her. But she's just talking And then there's some voice is responding, but she's not seeing Krishna, but she's imagining that Krishna's saying these things. You know, the whole like, she's by herself. Oh, Krishna. And then his voice says, what, you didn't, why'd you order me? I'm a king's son. I'm a tender, gentle boy. How can I carry you? And it's, you know, so hard to walk in the forest. And she said, show yourself. Be merciful. And she said, be merciful, be merciful. When I ordered you, I was overcome by sleepiness. When I ordered you, I was overcome by sleepiness. I was tired from playing with you. Therefore, please excuse what your poor servant said. Please don't be angry. It was only because you treated me like such a close friend, though I am unworthy, that I spoke like that to you. And Krishna says, all right, my love, I am very pleased with you, so please come to me. And Radharani says, but I've been blinded by lamentation. I can't see where you are. Please tell me, where are you? Srila Vishwana Chakvari Padaki. So this is certainly a type of, especially by this conversation. Now let's read the verse again and we can see where this conversation takes off from. Here's the verse that, again, which Vishwanath expanded. Tell them. So this is a verse from which, the verse which inspired the meditation, this wonderful conversation. You see how it's directly so much connected. Radharani says, O Master, my lover, O dear most, where are you? Where are you? Please, O mighty armed one, O friend, show yourself to me, your poor servant. So this is a verse by Shukadeva Goswami in Sanskrit. And then 300 years ago, when Vishwanath wrote this purport, he included many of the same quotes. Where are you? It ends by Radharani saying, I'm blinded by lamentation. Where are you? Where are you? That's right in the verse. Where are you? I'm your servant. He says, I'm your poor servant. And Radharani says, I'm your servant. Please excuse what your poor servant said. I didn't mean to, you know, don't be angry. I kind of forgot myself and I gave you an order to carry me on your shoulders. I didn't mean it. I mean, you know, you're so kind to me and friendly. I just kind of got a little loose and, you know, made a joke and I didn't mean it, you know. You know how it is, like sometimes a guy's driving the master's car and the master says, yeah, right, and he says something kind of offhanded and very intimate, and the master says, hey, watch your mouth. Remember, you're working for me. You know, sometimes. This is very sweet. So in Vaishnava Toshini, Sanatana Goswami, in this verse 38 and 39, he explains how this type of this exchange especially brings it out. Radharani is feeling a certain madness and she's revealing a type of prema, or intensity of prema called Mahabhav. Radharani's name is Mahabhav Swarupini. She's Mahabhav Swarupini. She's the very form. Rup means form. Swa, her own form. She's the very form of Mahabhav. Of course, all the gopis are in Mahabhav. But the pitch and intensity, or the type of Mahabhav that Radharani experiences, is really extraordinary. And we have some quotes from our notes, which we'd like to read. And this type is called Madan Mahabhav. Madan means, of course, we have Madan Mohan, means the attractor of Cupid. So it's a very intoxicating form of Mahabhav. And this type of Madan is Madan Aikya and Modan. Madan Modan. It's only visible in Radha, who is the very personification of Krishna's Ladini Shakti. And it's not visible in any other gopi, although they have Mahabhav. So Sanatana Goswami explains here that Atmaram Krishna, because previously we heard in the Shloka 36 or so, that Krishna was Atmaram, Atmarata, and Akandita, and he's self-satisfied. But now we hear that Atmaram Krishna became fully subjugated to Radharani's enchantment. He became so subjugated he ran off with her. So it shows that although he's self-satisfied, Radharani was able to attract him so much that he left millions of gopis. In the Maharaj dance in Sharad Purnima, there were 3 million gopis. According to Skanda Puran, he left 3 million gopis to go with one. She was so enchanting, her Mahabhav. So Radharani's feeling pride, she's feeling proud that Krishna abandoned all the other gopis to fully enjoy loving pastimes with her alone. So this is considered to be the best representation of Sanchari Bhav in Ras literature. Anyway, that's a whole other thought. Acha. So this is now. Sanatana Goswami is bringing out, so like we see one thing happening here. The gopis are looking for Krishna, then they find that Krishna's with Radha, and then we come back and we see Radharani and Krishna, their exchanges, and Radharani's proud, and then Krishna leaves her. But then there's an internal meaning to all that. And this is what Sanat brings out. He's saying that after Radharani saw that Krishna had enjoyed loving dalliance to the maximum, in other words, Krishna was fully satisfied and fully pleased, then Radharani started to feel the plight of her own Priyasakis. Priyasakis mean your dearest girlfriends, or Astasakis, Lalita Vishaka. In other words, she's not selfish. She's thinking, oh, how am I? I've been with Krishna all these hours, and the gopis must be looking for him. They must be feeling some loneliness and missing his association. So she's thinking, how? I have to think of a way how to send Krishna to them. Because Radharani has 25 qualities, Krishna has 64. But Radharani's 25 qualities are so powerful that she can control someone who has twice as many qualities. Krishna has 64, Radharani has 25. So her 25th quality is that she fully controls Krishna by her love and by her service and her surrender. So this is an example how she actually designed this whole pastime. She deliberately, premeditatively said what she said, because she knew that the effect of what she said would be that Krishna would say, get lost. So she's actually controlling. It looks like Krishna's controlling. She got on her, she said, carry me, and he said, forget it, and disappeared. But actually, that's what she wanted. She wanted Krishna to forget her and to disappear and go with the other gopis. That's what Sanatana says. So Radharani, she's feeling the sadness of her girlfriend. She wasn't thinking, oh, I'm the winner. I'm the lucky winner. I won and everybody else lost. I got the man, and they all the other girls lost. He picked me or something. Not like that. She thought, oh, what about my Priyasakis? So it says that she designed a way to send Krishna to them. So a very tired Radharani tried to get on Krishna's shoulders. Then Krishna appears to disappear. Krishna seems to disappear from Radharani, but actually he's still there. How is that? Find out. He's still there. But he's still there. He appeared to disappear, or seemed to disappear. And the thing is, because Radharani was overwhelmed with this Mahabhav, she was so overwhelmed with Mahabhav prema and bliss that she couldn't find Krishna. So she's saying, Krishna, please show yourself to me. Please show yourself to me. I can't find you. So this is also a type of prema. There's eight kinds of separation, viraha, prema. And one of them is called prema vaichitya. Prema vaichitya is such a thing as prema, love. And vaichitya means Radharani sitting on Krishna's lap, and a bumblebee flies around her hair and is annoying her, and the sakis come and chase the bumblebee away, and the bumblebee's name is Madhusudan. That's the name for bumblebee. They say, Radharani, don't be afraid, don't be alarmed, relax, be peaceful. We chase, Madhusudan is gone. We chase Madhusudan away. So then she says, oh, Madhusudan's gone? Oh, Madhusudan, what have I done? Please come back. And she's sitting on Krishna's lap. This is called prema vaichitya. You're right in front of your beloved, right sitting on your beloved's lap, and you're feeling separation. That's what's happening here. This prema vaichitya is a form of mahabhav, madanakya mahabhav, a complete transcendental madness of love and separation. So that's why Sanatana Goswami says, Krishna didn't disappear. It seemed like he disappeared. It says he disappeared. But he disappeared in terms of bhav. A bhav, like a shield, an invisible shield was created, the shield of bhav. He intensified, by those statements of his, he intensified Radharani's prema and bhav so much that he became invisible on a level of bhav. Where is he? This is something transcendental. This is spiritual. It's not like some kind of special hypnosis or something, abracadabra or magic. It's just these are the transcendental exchanges on the spiritual platform. So Radharani, due to this bliss of Mahabhav prema, she couldn't find him. She said, where are you? Where are you? And that's why Vishwanath is taking off on that same point. He says, and Krishna says, I'm here. Like when Vishwanath's conversation, she says, well, I can't see you. I'm blinded by lamentation. I'm blinded by separation. Where? Show yourself. Where are you? I'm blinded. I'm a blind man. Like a blind man. Where? I'm over here. Over here where? Is it here? Because you can't, when someone's just speaking, you can't tell where they are. So Sanatana's explaining this. And then why did Krishna do this? Because Krishna was behind. He was there observing. He was observing he wanted to see Radharani in this state of ecstatic madness, to see how much she loved him and just testing him, and it was increasing his pleasure. It's called prema savalya. Prema savalya, there's a lot of technical things. Anyway, we'll just read. Here's some notes from commentaries. What is Mahabhav? Mahabhav is the highest state of devotional ecstasy that includes all the spiritual emotions at once, simultaneously. Mahabhav includes all the possible ways of looking at the divinity. It is the most intense of all relationships. The protective and loving feelings of a parent, the intimate camaraderie or friendship of a close friend, the desire to render service in a servant, and of course, the most passionate erotic relationship of conjugal love. All of these possible emotions are combined together, and even those emotions which are mutually exclusive are also present. Mahabhav. It is a state, Mahabhav is a state full of wonder and paradox. Those in the state of Mahabhav experience love that is like ghee, love that is like honey, love that's pure attraction, love that comes from indignation, love that's sulking. These refer to the different types of love, or love at different levels of intensity. In Mahabhav, one experiences all these different emotions as the bhava shifts from time to time, even from moment to moment. Mahabhav expresses every conceivable emotion to provide complete absorption in the divine. All the variations of love and union, sambhoga, and love and separation are seen in Mahabhav. As I mentioned, there's eight types of sambhoga, or meeting, and love and union, and there's eight types of separation, viraha. Then we talk about Divyon Mata. Like now we're talking about Mohan. Radharani describes Mohan Mahabhav. It's also Divyon. Divya means transcendental and Mata means madness. Or divine madness. Mahabhav Divyon Mata. This is in Radharani only. Divine madness is due to separation from Sri Krishna. It's actually conceived of as the highest kind of devotional love. This is also, we see this when we read chapter 47 of the 10th canto. It's called Brahmar Gita, the song of the bee, where Radharani is having a very amazing conversation with a bee, and she's in this total madness of seeing, she's seen this little bee as being Shyamasundara, Krishna, having a conversation with him. Oh, you've come back. Have you come to take me? And quite extraordinary. So through this madness of separation, the sweetest level of divine union comes about. From one Vishwanath commentary. Lord Krishna manifests his name, form, qualities, and pastimes through Srimati Radhika. Radhika is the essence of the self-manifesting moment. She's the Parashakti of Krishna. Unless and until we know how to approach Radharani, the whole of Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan will be misunderstood by us. Radhika embodies the transcendent and absolute will of the absolute Lord, Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the only autocrat in Ras, the sweetest charm of which is so intoxicating that Krishna becomes mad to pursue it and taste it. He enjoys himself there. He forgets himself under its magic spell. Krishna is Ras incarnate, and Radharani is identified with Mahabhav, which is the highest development and deepest concentration of that Madhurya Ras. Krishna enjoys his own beauty in the person of Radharani. Ras is deepened into her limbs and senses. She is a reservoir of Krishna's beauty and the nectar which he drinks and through her drinks. Thank you. This is describing this Mahabhava. The excellence of Radharani's love for Krishna is so great that in its sweetness it includes the essence of all other forms of love. You mentioned a few minutes ago. So what are the other forms of love? There's parental love, children and mother and father. There's love from friend to friend. There's love from master to servant. Vatsalya, and really not so much love between master and servant, but Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, conjugal love. So it says Radharani's sweetness includes the essence of all the other forms of love, which means there's a concern of an ideal, she has the concern of an ideal friend, she has the constant attention of an ideal servant. These are qualities of the different types of love. One love is the love of a friend. If a friend really loves you, they say, well, he'll give you the shirt off his back. Or he's concerned. You know this word concerned? He cares for him. The concern of an ideal friend who cares about you, thinks about you. Are you all right? He calls you up and brings you gifts. He's very... So she has that. She has the concern of an ideal friend. That's Sakya Bhav. She has a constant attention of an ideal servant. An ideal servant is always watching. What is the master needing? He's anticipating us. We were mentioning before. He has so much devotion to the master. So he's ideal. He's constantly... So she has the constant attention of an ideal servant. That's Dasyaras. And she has the affection of an ideal parent. Parents that have great affection for their children. So she's like that. And Radha's love for Krishna, and of course her own love for Krishna, which came to life vividly in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radharani's love, Mahabhav, serves as the ideal on the path of realizing Krishna Prema. Srimati Radharani is filled with Mahabhav, which is the highest development and deepest concentration of Madhurya Rasa. Speciality of Radhakund as a Leela Sthan is that in anywhere, as we're hearing now in Jamuna Pulim, on the banks of Yamuna in the forest of Vrindavan during Ras Leela, or in the caves of Gavarvan and Varsana or Govardhan, the intensity of exchange of love between Radha and Krishna is the same. But the same pastimes are there, there's Ras Leela there, there's so many things. But here at Radhakund, this is specifically Radharani's place. No other person comes here, just Radharani and her gopis, and Krishna and a few friends, Madhumangal and Subal and Sridham, two or three friends that are in Madhurya Bhav. They're sakas, but they share this Madhurya Bhav to some extent to assist Krishna at Radhakund. But other than that, it's a very, very confidential place. Whereas cows and coward boys and parents and other gopis and whatnot move in Govardhan and they move in Vrindavan. So we're hearing Chandravali's here, the Rasa Leela. He's looking for Krishna's footprints. Chandravali's there in her group. But in Radhakund, no. This is the topmost place because it's like the private, like people may meet so many places, but they have a private place that only they know where it is. Two lovers have a special place and they meet there and no one knows about it. It's a secret place. The Radhakund is like that secret place. It's very, very confidential. It's Radha's Kund, it's Radha's place. And no one can go, no one's allowed, no one comes in here. So this is reserved only for Radha and Krishna. Narada can't come here, and so many, it's not, rarely attained because they're Bhav, they know how to write Bhav. They're in the Vaikuntha Bhav, Narada Muni. So to come into the Radhakund, one has to be completely identified with it. Service mood of Radharani's lotus feet, nothing else. So this is the topmost place because it's only for Radha and Krishna and the gopis. And they have Ras here, they have Holi here. They also have Holi in Varsana, throwing colors. But here, there, some of the pastimes are mixed with the feelings of other personalities. But here there's no inhibition, it's completely just pure atmosphere of exchange between Radha and Krishna and the gopis. Nothing else. So Rupa Goswami explains that like Vrindavan is higher than Vaikuntha, and Rasastali is the highest place in Vrindavan, but then Govardhan is higher because Krishna lifted with his hand, and higher than Govardhan is the Radhakund, which is the pinnacle of pastimes. So many wonder they have Rasa dances here in the bank. They have so many confidential pastimes in Nikunj. is wonderful, free, a free port, you could say, a free place, where it's just it's Radha's place. Because Varsana is her parents' place, and Yavat is her mother-in-law's place, the Sila. Of course, Sanket is also very high, a confidential place between Varsana and Nandakanja, we call it Yavat, where Radha and Krishna meet. There's a couple of Sanket. Sanket means meeting place. So, but Radhakund reigns supreme. Any other? The question of, you know, concerning whether Radharani is topmost. Well, in different scriptures like Skanda Puran or Brahmavivarta Puran, it says there's of the 16,000 gopis, or the millions of gopis, 16,108 are very prominent. And those 16,108 are very prominent. Prominent means in the eyes of Krishna. And of those 108, then 8 are very prominent. And then it lists those 8. And some of the, it says Radharani, Javali, Shaibya, Padma, Shamala, Alita. And so some of those 8 that are listed as the 8 most prominent and significant in the eyes of Krishna, some are Radharani's camp or party, and left wing gopis, Vamya Prakar, and some are Dakshin Prakar, right wing gopis of Chandravali. So these two opposing parties are listed in the 8. Then they say, the same scripture says, but of these 8, 2 are very prominent, Chandravali and Radharani. So it comes down to 2. Then of the 2, the most prominent one is Radharani. Radharani ki jai. So all the scriptures will lead to this point that Radharani is the topmost. In fact, that question leads me into a discussion here where we're talking about Radharani's name and Radharani in Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's not directly there, but in many other scriptures it is there. So in relation to how she is prominent, we can hear something. So let's see. It says in the Padma Puran, it directly mentions Radharani, praising her as the most beloved of Krishna. And the Adi Purana also mentions the exalted position of Radharani, as quoted in Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Padma Purana says this: just as Radharani is dear to Lord Krishna, so her bathing pond, Radhakund, is dear to him. She alone, Padma Purana, Radharani alone is the most beloved of all the gopis. In Adi Purana, Lord Krishna said to Arjuna, O Partha, in all the three planetary systems, Bhur Bhuvasva, this earth is especially fortunate. For on earth is the town of Vrindavan, and there the gopis are especially glorious, because among them is my Srimati Radharani. The Brihad Gotamiya Tantra says, the transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is a direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. Actually, you know, just like you have the sun and you have the moon, or you have an object and a shadow. So they say to Radharani, actually Chandravali is just the shadow of Radharani. The reality is Radharani, and just some idea there's Chandravali, like a moonbeam or like a shadow of a moon. You know, she's, so that's why she's never mentioned as a primary. The transcendental goddess Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She's the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is also the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Radha is the reservoir of all female divinities. So all the sakis and gopis are called Kayavyuha. Kayavyuha means expansion from the body of Radharani. So Chandravali is a type of expansion from Radharani. And many samhitas contain that Radharani's name. Vaja Saneya Samhita, Kata Samhita, Taittiriya, Patitiriya Samhita, Brahmana Samhita. Nitarva Veda says, Radha Vishake Sahabhanu Radha. Vishaka is Radharani's best friend. Brahma Vaivarta Purana says that the word Radha is explained in the Sama Veda. And the Padma Purana widely accepts, Padma Purana, which is widely accepted by all scholars and rishis and sages, as the second oldest scripture, describes the Leela of Radha and Krishna, which are very similar to those described in later Vaishnava literature. So Padma Purana, which is the oldest, thousands of years old, is describing Radha and Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan, which is, of course, more explicitly explained in Srimad Bhagavatam and also in the Goswami Granthas. So Radharani is topmost. Approaching Radharani. How to approach Radharani? Yeah. Lalita, Astakam, Vishaka, prayers to Lalita Vishaka. You can pray directly to Radharani. You can pray to her Sakis. Prayers are accepted in any place. You can pray to Krishna. Radha Astakam, Krishna Astakam, Lita Astakam, Vishaka Astakam. Praying is we say, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nijasarva Shakti. There are not hard and fast rules for praying. Chanting is praying. But it must be offered with love and devotion. It's natural. We go through Gurudev, we go through Panchatattva, and we chant the Maha Mantra. The Maha Mantra, we're directly approaching Radha and Krishna, we're chanting the Maha Mantra. We don't just chant, we go through Guru, offer pranams to Guru, then we remember Gurudev, and then we offer pranams to Panchatattva, right? Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri Vedagarad, Harshita, Guru, Bhakti. Then we chant Hare Krishna, and that between each round, we chant Panchatattva and Maha Mantra. To get their mercy and blessings. So, and then after that, after the mercy of Panchatattva, we approach directly Radha and Krishna. First Radha. And by her mercy, we approach Krishna. Hare Krishna. First Hare, Hara, then Krishna. Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, Hara, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radhika Raman. So, in the same way, if you want to approach Radharani and all her sakis, you can approach to her dearmost friend Vishaka or Lalita Saki. But then before that, you would approach Rupa Manjari, the Rupa Manjari Pad, the life of my bhajan, the goal of my life, my bhajan pujan, bhajana pujana. Because everything is a matter of introduction. The lower is introduced to the higher in a specific way. Evam parampara praptam. We want to go to a high position, but we're in a low position. So to go from a low position to a high position, you take steps up the ladder. One, two, three, four. And then you go up the ladder. So the first step on a yogic ladder is, yama, niyama. But the first step on the yoga ladder is Guru Padashraya, explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The first step on the Bhakti Yoga ladder, on the ladder of Bhakti, which is going to prema, which means going to serve Radharani and Krishna in Vrindavan. That first step is Gurupad Ashraya. Take shelter, we know this word, Ashraya, Ashrite. Take shelter at the lotus feet of Guru. That's step one, ladder step one. And he says you do this bhajan, you become kriya, bhajana kriya. You become purified kriya by doing these things, yama and niyama, do's and don'ts, four principles, chant, shravanam, kirtanam, so many things. And next step. So Guru passes you up the ladder. Guru passes you to No, you don't get that in second hand. Get a few bums. Guru passes you to, who does Guru pass you to? So now you've got in the first ladder Guru Padashaya, then you take Shabdi Guru. Now who does Guru pass you to? Now, don't talk like this, not like this. These go there. So who does Guru pass you to? Rupa Raghunatha Pare Padiya Kuti Kaviyama Erebo. Who is the guru passes to? Very quiet. Guru passes you to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath, Rupa Raghunath, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. And then when you get the mercy of six Goswamis, then where does Rupa Goswami pass you to? Who? Nityananda, Jai Nitai. Nai, Jai Nitai. Hey. So Guru passes us to Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath passes to Nisai Padakamalam, to the lotus feet of Nisai. Then, by the mercy of the lotus feet of Nisai, where does Nisai pass you to? Gauranga! Gauranga! Jai Ho! Please. Gauranga! Gauranga! Bolo! Gauranga! 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 Jai Gaur Vimandi Hari Hari Bo! So, it was Gauranga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very, very pleased with that devotee, that disciple. Then who does Lord Gauranga pass him to? Passes him to Brajadham. Golok, he goes to Golok and to the lotus feet of Lalita. Right around, he's not so quick. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings us to Brajadham. Then we get an opportunity to meet Rupa and Rati again. And then we get an opportunity, because now we meet Rupa and Raghunath, but we meet them as Rupa and Rati. Who is Rupa and Rati? Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. Das Goswami's Manjari Rupa. And then, who do they pass us to? It's up the ladder, right? Going up. You just want to stay on that step? Who they pass us to? Just on a protest, no speaking. Anyway, carry on. Go false keeping record of your account. You'll pass to Lalita Sakhi. Rupa and Rati will pass us to Lalita and Vishaka. And then, who will Lalita and Vishaka pass us to? Radharani. And then? Where will Radharani sometimes send us as a duty? A duty. A duty and a duty. You know, it's your duty to be a duty. It's your duty to be a duty. You understand my language? There's an English word, duty. D-U-T-Y. It means to be dutiful, to be obedient, to be law-abiding, to follow your master, right? Your duty. Carry out your duty. But there's a Sanskrit word, D-Y-U-T-I, duty. That means to be a messenger, to carry a message. So it's our duty to be Radha's duty. So to be Radharani's messenger means that Radharani will say, I've written this little note. It is called a love note. Do you know? And I want you to take this to Nandagram and you give it to Subham or my brother Sriram. You know my brother? You give it to Sriram and he'll give it to Shyam. Okay? Here you go. So Radharani will send you to Krishna. And then when you come there to Nandagram, then Krishna will be there and he'll see. And he'll see this Manjari and say, oh, you've come. I know you've. What's behind your back? I know. He'll forget about Sriram and Subham. Hey, you've come. What do you have behind your back? No. Radharani told me to give this to Subal. Subal's not here. Well, then Sridham. Sridham is lost. He's somewhere else. You give to me. So then you'll directly meet Krishna face to face. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa trubhyascha, kripa-sindula-evacha, kitanam-pramidyo, vaishnavidyo, namo-namo. Sri-sri samakun-radakun-girgo-vidhani-ki, Sri-gopal-raj-ki, Sri-manipur-gopal-mandir-ki, Sri-surub-damrara-swami-maharaj-ki, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
That's right.